The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt, joined on the line by Brett once again. That, as usual, means it's time for another At The Flicks, where we're catching up with what's happening down at State Cinemas. Brett, I'm imagining you've been pretty swamped with the school holidays.
Oh, hey, Matt. Yeah, it's been good. I mean, bad for Nelsonians because the weather's been awful.
Yeah.
But that's good for us because what else are you going to do in bad weather but watch too many movies? So it's been good for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Everything balances out in a way. Has the Formula One movie been reasonably popular?
It has been, actually, yeah. Especially that, like, opening weekend. It was the one to come out and see.
Mm.
And we still have it, like, rocking in our big auditorium. So it's still, if you haven't seen it yet, definitely come on down and watch it.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting because, of course, we've got our own Mr. Lawson racing. So Kiwi in the Formula One, I'm sure that's perked a little bit of interest around the whole thing. Made people think, oh, let's check this out.
Yeah, I guess if racing's on the brain, we've got the, you know, that's the perfect movie to fill that void for you. Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right, Formula One, it is on now. I'm imagining it sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's one of those movies where it's like you just want to hear the rumble of the cars and everything and feel it.
Yeah.
And we have like the best sound system and maybe all the South Island, so it's worth checking out here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, Formula One aside, and I'm assuming you still got heaps of kids' movies happening. There's still a little bit of the school holidays left.
Yeah, that's right. So if you haven't seen Elio, Lilo and Stitch, How to Train Your Dragon, Smurfs, we've got so many kids' movies. So if your kids are absolutely driving you batty, just send them our way. We'll take care of it. We'll shove popcorn in their face, stick them in a fun, family-friendly movie, and they'll be happy.
Boom. Sounds too easy. Far too easy.
Too easy.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about some things that are coming up. I think just the colour scheme of a poster of a movie that I know is starting sends me back to fond memories of, in my case, Christopher Reeve. But anyway, Superman.
It is finally here, Superman. I'm actually really excited for this. Like, I'm not generally super high on like the comic book movies anymore, but I am a big James Gunn fan. I mean, he's the guy who wrote Scooby-Doo, the live action movie. Who cannot love that guy? And he did the better Marvel movies. So I really like James Gunn a lot. And he's taken a spin at Superman, which I think outside of like the Christopher Reeves era has been treated as this just real super serious, like, I don't know, the weight of the world is on his shoulders. Mm. He's always got a scowl. He's punching people in slow motion. What I love about the James Gunn approach is that like Superman seems like a human in this. Like, it looks like there's goofy fun. It's like he's throwing back to like what Superman was in the 50s. Like, it's got a Crypto, his little cartoon dog in there. It's more like campy, and it's got that like fun energy of what Superman was before like every superhero movie had to be like bleak and serious.
Yeah. It's a franchise I do have very fond memories of, and it's been interesting, the treatment of Superman, because in some ways he's kind of like the ultimate guy, and so I'm sure there is a bit of pressure on him, but he's also like the ultimate guy. He can do just about anything.
Yeah, and I think that's like always been kind of my problem with Superman, is like if you're just like unbridled good, it's kind of not that interesting to watch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there has to be like flaws and an arc and a journey to go on with the character. Like, if they're just like superhuman and have no flaws, it's not that fun.
Yeah.
What I like about this one is like you can see the guy playing Superman's wrestling with the fact that like in this, the case of this movie, it starts off with Superman stopping a war in the Middle East, but he didn't get sanctioned by the US government, so they're trying to now capture him because he went out on his own and did a thing.
Uh-huh.
And so there's, you can just sort of see him wrestling with like what's good and what's right and wrong. Like, I like that there's like a human behind Superman this time.
Yeah.
And also it looks kind of funny in spite of what I just said.
Okay. And you said this guy has done some of the Marvels, so he swapped camps.
He has. He did the Guardians of the Galaxy films, which I thought were like super zany and super fun. They're definitely like standouts of that whole thing.
Yep.
But not only did he switch camps, he's running the DC universe now. So this is kind of like a reboot, so to speak, of them trying to make the DC universe.
Huh. Cool. Okay, I think that's interesting. And yeah, it's Marvel has certainly had the attention and the bulk of the movie. So let's see where DC goes with this. But Superman, okay, so who's playing the role of Superman?
I think it's David Corenswet. He's kind of I don't recognize him from anything, which I also think is kind of cool. Kind of getting more of an unknown guy and giving him a shot. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Okay. So Superman, what rating is on it and how often can we catch it down at state cinemas?
Superman is M, mature for a bit of violence, and it's screening about 5 times a day. Right. Also, I have to say, for anyone who is a Firefly fan, Nathan Fillion is in this and he's got the best bowl cut I've ever seen. So please just watch the trailer. Because that thing is bananas, and I love it. So if this is for superhero fans and bowl cut fans alike, this movie.
You heard it here first. All right. Yes. Okay, Brett. Good stuff. Superman on now. You can check out the trailer on the State Cinema's website. Okay, where can we go after Superman?
Yeah, so the other movie kind of coming out for wide release this week is a goofy little film called Bride Hard, in which you'll notice it sounds a lot like Die Hard, and that's intentional.
Okay.
So what Bride Hard is this lady's having a really lavish wedding, and unbeknownst to her, her maid of honor is actually secretly a mercenary. And because of that, some bad mercenary guys try to overtake her lavish wedding because she's clearly got money and hold her hostage. And now we basically have a Die Hard situation, except I guess gender reversed.
Yeah.
And with Rebel Wilson being Bruce Willis in this scenario.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's, I would watch the trailer.
Yeah.
If it makes you laugh, you're probably going to love this movie.
Yeah.
I'm in a funny spot where I feel like I'm supposed to sit here and hype movies.
Yeah.
This is so not for me. but listen, if the trailer makes you laugh, you'll like it. Yeah. If not, watch it anyhow and just grab like 6 wines from Stefano's on your way in. It'll probably be really good.
Oh, good stuff. I do like the play on Die Hard. When I first saw the poster, I thought, oh, yeah, that's you know, points for that.
I am nothing but dad jokes and puns, so I appreciate that.
yeah. I wonder if there's a Hans Gruber equivalent character, the bad guy. I wonder if they've got a strong woman, or is it going to be a man as well?
I don't know. They didn't actually allude to it in the trailer. So yeah, come out and find out. Is it going to be Lady Gruber or Man Gruber?
Yippee-ki-yay. Anyway, okay. Yeah. So we've got a bit of Bride Hard starring Rebel Wilson. As Brett says, check out the trailer. See if it's for you. It looks like, you know, if you're into comedy and Rebel Wilson, get all over it.
Yeah. And I will say it's been a while since we've had just a straight up, just goofy comedy that's not like trying to be, you know, a dramedy or something else.
Yeah.
This looks like it's just trying to be a silly movie. And that's cool. Sometimes you just need a silly movie and 6 wines from Stefano. We can do that for you.
Yeah. Sweet as. Okay. How often is Bride Hard on and what sort of ratings on that one?
That is M for mature for just a little bit of violence and sexual references, and you can catch it twice a day.
Okay. All right, if you've just joined us, this is At The Flicks. I'm Matt, catching up with Brett from State Cinemas. We're talking movies now. What else is on the horizon that you think Nelsonians and people from the wider area should be up on next?
Those are the two new wide releases that are here at State Cinemas. Mm. However, at the Souter, we are continuing our exhibition on screen and Art Speed series. And what these films are, usually each film targets a different artist or sculptor or someone in the art world, and it's just a deep dive documentary into their lives.
Yep.
So this Sunday at 2 p.m. or Wednesday at 11 a.m., you can head down to the Studio and you can catch a deep dive into Michelangelo with a film called Michelangelo, Love and Death.
Yeah, now this could be quite interesting.
Yeah, these are always, like, these always do really well, these exhibition on screens. They're just, like, really well done, really interesting deep dives. They always find really interesting people to kind of, you know, give you information about their lives. And, like, who doesn't want to know about the dude who made the big old Statue of David, you know?
There you go. There you go. And didn't he, was it Michelangelo come up with, like, helicopter designs, or was that the other guy?
I think that's Da Vinci.
Oh, yeah, that's Da Vinci.
Michelangelo was one of the Ninja Turtles, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's where we go.
That's right. So you get to see a turtle carve statues. No.
Yeah.
It's the Renaissance artist of yes. world fame. His life spanned 88 years, and he just went all throughout Europe and made beautiful art, and you can learn all about it. I won't spoil it for you.
Okay.
You know? If you don't know the man, come on out and learn about it.
Okay. Surely he did the Statue of Liberty?
I think the Statue of David is the only thing I know of him, because I'm just a dumb little boy
That's
who has
right.
no art knowledge.
Same.
I know the David, so I need to go watch this and learn more about it as well.
Same. I know, I'm fairly certain he did not do the Statue of Liberty. But anyway, the Statue of David, some fantastic art. Cool. It'll be, you're never going to get closer, I guess, to the works either.
That's right. And, like, I mean, it's on a big screen. It's a fun environment there. We have ice cream. So you get to see the Statue of David on the biggest screen around, or the second biggest. The biggest one's here at today.
All right. Cool, cool. Okay. Do check that one out. And don't go in looking for helicopter designs and all that sort of stuff. Matt doesn't know his art that well.
Yeah, and there's no Ninja Turtles.
Sorry, Ninja Turtles,
my Turtle Boys enthused. It's not that.
All right.
You know.
Go find out from the source instead of listening to people like us.
That's right. And again, that one is, it's E for exempt because it's a documentary, and it's only on Sunday at 2 p.m. or Wednesday at 11 a.m. And these things are real short runs. That is the only time to see it, and they're, like, impossible to find on streaming and DVD. So if it is something you're interested in, it's kind of, you know, those are the only times to actually catch it.
Brilliant. Okay. You heard it here. Do not let the opportunity pass you by.
That's
yes.
Right.
All right. Where to next, Brett? Have we got? I think we've got, you mentioned earlier, another film festival, which is rapidly approaching.
That's right. The Italian Film Festival begins Friday, July 18th. And it starts off with a film called Gloria, which looks really interesting. It's kind of about a woman in that sort of 1800s era that sort of, you know, women didn't have the same sort of positioning as men. But the woman it follows is like a musical savant. So it's sort of watching her break through gender barriers and become this kind of musical virtuoso. Mm-hmm. And you can kick off the Italian Film Festival with that film, Gloria, with a glass of Peroni or San Pellegrino, our Prosecco, and some sort of food, because it's our opening night and we always have tons of foods and drinks. Mm. And it's a party before the movie starts.
Yeah.
And then you get to kick the festival off, right?
And it's cool in the fact that it is a Friday for that alone, because it's usually like the Wednesday or something night, isn't it? A Wednesday? Is it a Wednesday? Yeah. And you're kind of thinking,
it's always a Wednesday, because, like, movie weeks always start on a Thursday. So I think they try to preempt the week.
Okay.
But these guys, the Italians, they're out to party, so they're doing it on a Friday night for you.
Yeah, no school night, no week night. It's a weekend all the way, baby.
That's right.
Okay.
You can stay up late, watch some Italian flicks.
Yeah. How can we find out more about this film and the others in the Italian Film Festival?
I've made it too easy for y'all. You just need to go to statecinemas.co.nz, and there's a little button across the top that says Italian FF. Just click on that, and you can see trailers and everything for all the movies. I think there's 27 of them this year. So loads of movies across about 3 weeks. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. And as Brett said, too easy. Statecinemas.co.nz, the website. You can check that out. So you can probably buy your tickets at the time, too?
Well, it depends on the movie. Some movies get really busy. So, you know, I always encourage people to book in advance. But yes, I mean, you can always buy them at the counter. But online booking is the safest way to do it.
Yeah, cool. Get in. Don't miss out. No FOMO.
No FOMO. Or whatever that is in Italian. Le FOMO. I can't do that.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. It's somewhat close, maybe, or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to be letting us know about Brett down at State Cinemas? Do you feel you've done your job well this week?
I'll tease one little thing. It's still a little bit away, but on August 8th, we are actually getting the New Zealand International Film Festival back. It's always a battle to get it every year, but they've got a new team running the International Film Festival this year that are lovely, and they were like, yes, we need Nelson on board. So I can officially say Nelson is on board, and I've got boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of programs that I'm allowed to start handing out from this weekend, so you can start seeing what movies are coming up for that.
Brilliant. Now, this is good, because I think, wasn't there a chance that Nelson wouldn't get this? Is this right?
Last year was the last year with the regime that was running the International Film Festival, and it was like a debacle. We had to really go to bat for it, which was annoying, because we're always one of the top performing sites for the festival. I don't get it, but politics, yada, yada, yada. But this year, the new crew was like, absolutely, like, there was no fight. They're like, of course, Nelson's got to be a part of it. So I'm excited to work with the new team there, and it's always like my favorite time of year, the International Film Festival. It's always got really, really interesting, wide variety of movies in it.
Yeah. A great way to spend a bit of time going through the brochures on these things, working out what you want to see, marking them off, then doing a bit of budgeting and a bit of calendar work and making sure you got free evenings and days, and boom, get in there.
This is one for you and I, Matt. I can't believe it, but they're actually bringing back the old, like, 1970s Texas Chainsaw Massacre back.
Oh, my God.
We're getting
God.
That for one of the nights, and I'm like, I've never actually seen it, so I'm excited to watch that for sure.
I think I saw it while consuming too many beverages, to be honest, when I first saw it, so I'm way keen to catch that one again, too. What a classic.
Yeah, and that's, like, so kind of off. Like a quirky pick for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm actually like really excited. They've got a really wide net of variety this year, which is really cool.
Awesome. All right. That is the New Zealand International Film Festival. When did you say that was? Was it August sometime?
I believe it's August 8th this year. I'm trying to remember offhand. And ticket sales should be up by the end of the month, but you can kind of get a sneak peek by grabbing a booklet.
Yeah.
Saying, what's coming up for it.
Brilliant. Oh man, you guys pack in the film festivals and stuff is so good.
Yeah, then there's a British and Irish one right after that. We're in festival season. I love it.
Woo! Yeah, all right. Put on your party clothes and get down and enjoy it. Brett, absolutely fantastic to be catching up with you about all the things happening down at State Cinemas. Again, head to the website statecinemas.co.nz for more information, trailers, tickets. You can even have a look further ahead and see what's coming up in the way distant future. There's some stuff I know they've snuck up online already. So, yeah, your one-stop movie shop in Nelson, New Zealand. Brett from State Cinemas, thank you so much for joining us for another At The Flicks.
Yeah, thank you guys, and I hope to see you out here this weekend wearing your Superman capes and flying on in. And look forward to seeing everyone. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show. First broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.